It's time to take this game into overtime.
The official podcast
of the Average Joe's Sports Show
on 90.9 The Light Sports
for our generation.
And now we'll move from one Liberty sport to another. We'll welcome in our special guest here in the studio. It's Zach Mitchell.
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
How you doing, Zach? Member of the D3 hockey team. You guys are currently sitting at 11-10. And I'm going to stand up so I can see you. Yeah, there you go.
You wanted to see me? I can see you.
I got
see
a computer screen in my way. There you
how
go.
You doing?
So, Zach here early on a Saturday morning.
Yep.
How's life been treating you, the team? You guys roll in. You guys have won 3 straight, right?
Yeah, we have.
There you go.
Yeah, we're on a nice little win streak going into regionals. You know, it would have been nice if we would have won some more games this season, but, you know, I think we'll be ready to play once regionals come around.
So last year you go to regionals, you fall short. A spot opens up in nationals, and I know you were not present on that team, but what do you think the guys are? What's the mindset going into regionals now? Tell us a little bit about where you guys are going to go with regionals and what you guys have been doing with that.
Well, you know, we have a couple weeks off here to get ready for regionals. Right now we're in an independent division, and you know, we get to pretty much play whoever we want, and you know, we're just looking to you know, get our spot in regionals. So
Joe mentioned that you guys are on a 3-game win streak, but I noticed you guys have scored 30 goals in those 3 games.
Yeah,
what's been the difference, you know, in those 3 games, scoring 30 goals, average of 10 goals a game? What's been the difference?
Yeah, you know, there's no doubt that, you know, we can score goals. We have a lot of talented players on this team. We're a very offensive-minded team. I think some of our losses this season, you know, have come from, you know, not playing enough defensively. You know, there's no question that we can put goals on the scoreboard. So if we can just limit maybe the other team to potentially 2 or 3 goals, I think we have a good shot of winning this first game come regionals time.
Yeah, you just mentioned, like, your defense could use some work. Now, what did you guys change from the first half of the season to this half of the season that you're putting more, you're scoring more goals? What changed offensively on the team?
You know, I think just chemistry. You know, we have a lot of new guys, and I think that was our weakness coming into the season. You know, we're a very young team, including myself as a rookie on this team. You know, I think that the chemistry is coming along. We have guys that are, you know, starting to click and starting to score when we need them to. And, you know, I think it's, you know, we have a good shot at this. You know, we can definitely put, you know, goals on the scoreboard. It's just we need to play tighter defensively. And it's nothing against our defensemen at all. It's just like even our offensive-minded guys, when we need to think defensively first. You know, that's where the transition of the puck starts, is from the defensive zone. So if we can just play a tight-knit defensive zone, then we can move the puck up and eventually, you know, work our magic in the offensive zone, score some goals.
Now let me ask you this, Zach. You first year on the team, and I believe you tried out last year and you didn't make it. You were able to get on this team and you've soared into the second line. Where's the encouragement kind of been with Coach Rhett McGibbon? I'll give him a shout out, I know he's listening right now, and the rest of your team, some of these guys that have been on the roster for a number of years. How have they reached out to you, and you guys have been able to kind of come together as a team in your development as a player on this season?
Right. You know, freshman year I tried out, I didn't make the team, and I took a year off, and just excited to be back with these guys on the team, have a chance to play. Rhett gave me a chance, and you know, I wanted to prove to him from the get-go. You know, I started off playing fourth line. We don't really have a set 1, 2, 3, and 4 line. We've been trying to roll all lines consistently from here on out. But, you know, I was able to find some line mates. Rhett put me with Myers and Evangelista. And, you know, somehow there's some magic there. We've been clicking, and, you know, it's led to some success. You know, we're just Rhett expects a lot of us, especially our line specifically, to just, you know, grind it out, get those, you know, just hard-nosed goals, just grind it out in front of the net, and just work hard down low in the corners. And so I think, you know, that's kind of the strong suit of my game, is just to, you know, stay out in front of the net and just work hard and battle for those goals. Because, you know, come regional time, there's not going to be pretty goals. You know, there's going to be off a rebound or something like that. So, you know, it's just we just got to be gritty. You know, we gotta want it more than the other team, and just, you know, get some guys out in front and, you know, have those guys be willing to take a sacrifice out in front of the net to get a goal. So
Zach, me and you go pretty back. We've known each other for a while now, so I've heard a little bit of your backstory. So can you tell us a little bit more how you got into hockey? Because I know you're from Florida. You grew up in Florida. How does someone from Florida get into organized hockey like this? Because there's not just, I mean, we saw you skated on your first pond rink a couple weeks ago when it got really cold here. So,
yeah,
tell me about that.
Let me just add on that before you start. You were telling me yesterday that you actually won a national championship in junior hockey when you were 12 years old. So add on that too as well.
Yeah, of course. So I started out skating when I was 4 years old. You know, the Tampa Bay Lightning were just, you know, coming around and, you know, just growing the hockey in the area. And we were fortunate when I was, you know, 12 years old. I just, you know, I stuck with travel hockey and just kept, you know, improving my game. I wanted to play it. I fell in love with the game just going to the Lightning games with my dad. And just, you know, I stuck with it. I worked hard. It's just something that I love to do. And people thought I was weird because, you know, in Florida, it's just all about, you know, baseball, basketball. It's just, you know, no hockey. Everybody's like, are you kidding me? But, yeah, anyway, so going off that, you know, we just had a great group of guys, you know, when I was 12 years old. And we had a guy from Canada come down, really good player, which solidified the group and had a great coach. And, you know, we were able to go to nationals. We played about 60 games. We won, you know, 56 out of those 60 games. So it was a fun ride, and it just really opened my eyes up to just the level of competition with these players from up north. So it was really cool. We had to earn our respect and stuff. So, you know, I'm used to having to show and prove, you know, what I have, you know, because on that team we had to prove ourselves. We had to prove that we belong there, you know. When we went to regionals and stuff, people thought we were a joke. You know, this is a Florida team. What are they doing here? They have no business being here. And ended up spanking some of those teams, you know, double digits to zero. So, but yeah, you know, just coming up here to Liberty, I just wanted to play ice hockey and just, you know, continue to pursue my dream in playing college hockey. And,
well,
you know,
how tough has it been to take a few years off? I know you're a junior now. So how tough has it been? Has it been easy to get back into organized hockey like this? Or was there a little rust to kind of kick off?
Oh yeah. You know, there's always rust, you know, and I noticed that with my hands especially. It was just, it's very difficult. I came in there kind of like brick hands, you know. I had to get back, practice stick handling and stuff. And I'd go out to some, you know, stick and pucks, and, you know, skates here that Liberty offers to the students. And just really train hard in the off season. You know, it was just something that I, you know, in order to be able to be where I am now, I had to really commit. Like I had to really want to be, you know, to have a chance to be on the team. So, you know, I put in a lot of hours in the gym and just, you know, trying to stay in shape as much as I can. Get swole, get those gains, you know. But it doesn't really matter, you know, like how much you put into it in the off season as far as like being in that hockey shape. Because, you know, I did so much and I was still gassed come tryout time. So, you know, it's just amazing, you know, the athleticism and just the shape that you have to be in to play consistent game of hockey at a, you know, at a high level. So it's like I have, you know, mad respect for my teammates and just everybody else here, D2, D1, you know, even the girls teams, just like the physical shape that you have to be in and just like the preparation with the food and just nutrition in general and just hydration and all that. It's a lot of work, you know, so.
Yeah, now you were just talking about, you know, taking a couple years off, you have to come back in, you have to want it, you have to have the drive. Now, I know when you take a couple years off, you can lose the mindset of, like, what you think about during a game. So, coming back junior year, you're on the team. What's your mindset during a game? What are you focused on when you're coming out of the tunnel, you're on the ice, and you're like, it's game time?
Well, you know, first off, I go and think about what it was like not playing. And, you know, it was nice for a while, but then it's just, you know, I eventually missed the game. I think the huge motivation mentally is just, you know, being able to realize how fortunate, how blessed I am to have this opportunity and just to go out there and have fun. You know, that's one of the things that I like to do is, you know, I like to, you know, I tend to play better when I'm just loose and just loose, ready to have some fun, ready to work hard and just, you know, play the game that I love. So, you know, I love to win. I hate losing. It, you know, it's just, it kills me. I hate losing. You know, so just go out there with that winning mentality, that winning mindset is just, it's key. It's huge. So, you know, I think about before I step on the ice, you know, how can I help my team? How can I use, you know, my attributes to help the team out? And just knowing the type of player that I am and the game that Rhett expects me to play, that's how I have to play. It's not about me trying to go out there and do so much. You know, I just need to stick to that one job, and that one job specifically. And it just, you know, it goes on from there. So
let me ask you this. You take a look at kind of the system that Liberty Hockey as a whole has in place. You guys have three teams. You guys all feed into each other. You guys all share locker rooms to each other. You get to use the beautiful facilities of the Lehigh Ice Center. How's the interaction with the rest of the teams of Liberty Hockey? You guys kind of, you know, checking in with each other and kind of just hanging out together, different, you know, D1, D2, D3. You guys kind of coexist in the building, if you will. Talk about kind of the interaction between the teams.
Yeah, you know, I have a good buddy on Division II. His name's Nate Glick. He played D3 last year, and I like to, you know, keep in touch with him to see how their season's doing. They're having a remarkable season. D2 is just a very strong,
certainly,
very strong team. In fact, we're actually supposed to scrimmage them, and word on the street is that they're afraid of us. So I don't know.
Wow.
I might need to be there for that
scrimmage.
Are they selling tickets to this? Are they selling tickets?
Yeah.
Hey, they should. They honestly should.
LFSN
needs
to broadcast
you know,
this.
Yeah. but no, I mean, we all have a general respect towards each other. You know, we'll be passing by the halls in class or at the rink and, you know, say hello and check in to see, you know, how our seasons are going and stuff. And, you know, especially our D3 guys, we like to go out there and watch the D1 games and sometimes the D2 games just to be in support. And, you know, they watch our games as well. So it's a, you know, mutual level of respect there. And they all know that we're here, you know, playing college hockey. And it's just something we love to do. So and that's something that we all share as a commonality. So.
All right. So you guys got a lot of characters on the D3 team. You got a lot of guys that are, you know, you're hockey players. You're a little crazy. You got to be out there. You know, you're hitting people.
Yeah.
Does anybody on the team, you included, do you guys have any weird rituals before a game? Any weird
tactics? That's a good question.
Like, you know, you hear a lot of stories where guys do some weird things, eat something weird, listen to some weird music.
Does
anything of that going on in the D3 locker room?
Does Rhett give you like a fired up pregame speech before? Does he bring his five kids in?
No, I think we just save that for practices. But no, pretty much for the game, it's pretty loose and relaxed. We kind of have our own routine, try to get ready for the game. You know, we have our, you know, our warm ups hour before the game, and you know, we just try to each mentally prepare. You know, some guys will like to go up and shoot some pucks or stick handle. Like if we're away, we can't do that, so we just try to stick handle or play some soccer and stuff, get our, you know, coordination up.
Actually, I did play soccer, indoor soccer.
Yeah.
I played indoor soccer with Jonathan Clackring one time.
Oh.
And he was really good.
Yeah.
He was in goal. He liked it.
Oh, yeah. Clack is a very good goal.
Zach, that was a very political answer right there. I like it.
It really was.
you got a future in politics if you want it, Zach.
Yes. Thank you. but, yeah, as far as rituals, I mean, I don't know if any – I mean – I guess you could say we like to, you know, warm up and then we'll get into a group and then Evan leads the hoo-ha. The hoo-ha chant. It just goes hoo, 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 hoo.
And nobody
eats
anything weird in the locker room? Like nobody busts out like a
like beef jerky,
like anchovies or something?
No anchovies, none of that. Maybe some C4. I've saw one of our guys, Craig, out C4. I don't know.
Get some pre-workout before. Get
some pre-workout, you know.
I want to get your heart rate up too much.
But I mean,
though.
Yeah, exactly. We had a goaltender. He's away currently this semester, traveling abroad. But Jake Pesh, he had this weird ritual. He'd come over and just he'd wash his hands every, you know, 5 seconds.
Wash clean of previous experiences.
Yeah, I feel like each new piece of equipment.
Wash away the blood. Wash away the pain.
Yeah.
Start each game new.
Each new piece of equipment that he would put on, I swear he'd come back and wash his hands. I don't know. It was the weirdest thing ever. I had a stall over there in the beginning of the season, and it was just like he'd be back and forth several times.
He's washed by the blood,
you know,
of Liberty Hockey.
That's the thing. Goalies, you know, goaltenders are kind of up there.
Goalies.
Hope Rhett's not listening.
He's listening. Goalies. Now, you guys played a – oh, that's a good question. I completely forgot about this. So you guys kind of had some trouble where 2 weeks in a row you couldn't you had some rescheduling and you didn't have opponents for 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
How was kind of building through that? And you won three straight now. How was kind of building through that and having to work around that? You had to play yourself a lot. How are the scrimmages there? Because I know you were scrimmaging each other, and Coach McGibbon was even in the goal there.
Yeah, you know, during that time off, you know, I know, including myself, a lot of us, the guys, were just, you know, very frustrated because, you know, we only have a select number of games in a season, and when a team cancels, you know, it just kind of it ruins that. It kind of, you know, kills our vibe. And so it was very frustrating that those teams canceled on us, and we would have liked to have had those games, but we knew that, you know, in the weeks leading up to our next game, that, you know, we had to put a lot of work into it. And so, you know, we had some fun practices where Rhett was in goal and we scrimmaged, which was fun. And but I think it gave our guys some extra motivation and extra drive to go out there and you know, beat these teams, you know. And we're fortunate that Tennessee ended up coming to our last game. So we're glad that they showed up, and we're able to play some good hockey against them, and it was good.
So all right,
leading up to regionals, we needed that. We need all these games. So
certainly, yeah, building up to regionals. Now, quickly before we let you go, what's next for you guys on the team, and how can we follow you?
Well, what's next up for us on the team is, you know, in 2 weeks we'll be down in Florida playing at a new rink. We'll be playing regionals. I think it's a round robin tournament. So if we go down there, I don't know who our opponent is as of yet, but you know, we have that one game to focus on, and that one game only for now. You know, depending on how well we do, we'll see if we'll be able to move on. But we're just focusing in on that one game right now, and it's all about, you know, getting to the mindset. I've seen a lot of guys going to the gym and stuff. They're prepping for this game. It's going to be a huge game, and we don't want to go down there to Florida and just play one game. You know, that would defeat kind of our whole season, what we've worked hard towards. And I know it's going to be, you know, Jeremy Martin's last game, and I know he's going to be, you know, wanting this game. He doesn't want to go out on just one game down to Florida. So I think that all of us guys, we need to be on board and just have that drive that he does to go out there and win this game. So that I think that's what's next for us. As far as next season, we have a lot of guys returning. We have a lot of young talent, young rookies that are putting in the work, and I see great potential for them as well for the following season.
All right, at Liberty D3 Hockey on Twitter if you want to follow them. You can look at the Liberty D3 page and other post frequent updates there on Liberty Club Sports website. Zach, we thank you very much for joining us, and best of luck to you guys in the rest of your season.
All right. Thank you, Joe.